AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. With less than 6 hours to spare, a temporary funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security has failed to pass the House. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander has a live report.
Ross, the vote in the past hour was a stunning defeat for the GOP leadership as the House rejected a three-week extension.
The yeas are 203. The nays are 224.
More than 50 Republicans voted no, many because the bill does not include language that would block the president's action on immigration. Most Democrats opposed the measure, preferring the Senate's approach of a funding bill through September. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi didn't mince words in criticizing the GOP leadership.
You've made a mess.
So now GOP leaders are trying to figure out their next move as the time to the midnight Eastern Time deadline ticks down. Ross?
Speaking of funding, Bruce Willis is not saying yippee-ki-yay about the cancellation of his latest film. President Obama says Leonard Nimoy, who made the sign for life long and prosper, famous the world over, achieved that goal during his 83 years on the planet. More on the man with the pointy ears who has died from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The influence of Mr. Spock in the popular culture? Look no farther than Jim Parsons, the multiple Emmy-winning star of the CBS hit The Big Bang Theory.
He is very much channeling Mr. Spock.
Syracuse University's Robert Thompson says Sheldon Cooper not only speaks like Mr. Spock, he collects memorabilia of a character driven by Leonard Nimoy's spare portrayal.
That was such a simple portrayal of that character, and it put Mr. Spock into the pantheon.
Leonard Nimoy, who gave life to Spock, died at 83. Warren Levinson, New York.
February proved to be a strong month for stocks, even though they fell today. This is AP Radio News. Ice and snow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have turned highways into skating rinks, according to Sergeant Lonnie Haschel of the Texas Highway Patrol.
The roadways across the entire Metroplex area are snow-covered, slick, hazardous. Roadways are slushy, and traffic just crawl no matter where you're headed.
A Toronto-bound Air Canada Express jet with 35 people aboard made an emergency landing at midday in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, when smoke was discovered from a shorted-out cabin light. Gas prices are soaring in California a week after an explosion stopped gas production at a key refinery. Retail prices in the state have surged 25 cents a gallon since Monday. A woman who stole her cancer-stricken neighbor's Siberian Husky and paid to have the dog euthanized was sentenced today to 3 months to 6 months in jail in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.